You will be hated by all because of my name. One of my favorite hymns that we hear a little bit at our church is the name of Jesus. And the first verse says, as we sing, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Him King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call Him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word." We come together this evening for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. It'll be the last weekend for many months of wearing the color of green, as next weekend we have the color of white as the last Sunday in our liturgical year. So the last several weeks, maybe a month and a half, 2 months, we've been really hearing a lot of challenging words in the Bible. And many of them are the ones I've said before that we don't necessarily want to hear it. We don't want to really hear about Jesus talking about it. But that's what the scriptures say. That's what Jesus taught. And with all the different places you can look into the readings, I want to focus about the name of Jesus. In our first reading in Malachi, that's the last book in the Old Testament, a prophet. He was writing about in an apocalyptic reading, which means a revelation or something that's coming in, something that is coming in for the future, a prophet. And we heard in the first part of that was those who do not follow the name of God, how there will be fire and brimstone, as they don't care of God. And that is the fact, that we don't hear that much. We're in a culture today that there is no hell, there is no Satan, there is no death, everything goes to heaven, no matter what. And then what Malachi said in his prophecy about God, speaking God's word, "But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays." There too, sometimes we want to think that, you know, God is going to do everything I need. I don't really have to do anything in my life till the very end. Or just, you know, do the best I can. You know, I'm okay, but that person is really worse than I am, therefore I'm fine. But even here, we hear in the Old Testament, on one side is, and again, not good. On the other side, even the holy ones, and we are holy because we're separated from the world, but for those that are faithful to God, "For you who fear my name," we should fear God. And again, that doesn't mean being terrified of God or guiltiness from God. That can be good things in moments, but we should fear God in the sense of our Catholic history. You know, we say, and I've said, God is God and I am not. We should have a level of, you are the creator. You are the one allowing me to breathe today. You are the one that allows me to be safe, that I have a heart that is beating, that your dominion is the one that is allowing me to be at church. And I, as a person, need to fear you, because at any moment, boom, that's it. Then we have the gospel according to Luke. We hear another section from Jesus Christ this time in the gospel according to Luke about a lot of different things. And again, apocalyptic readings about what could happen. Now, we don't know the facts. It's the apocalyptic readings are kind of coded. It's also interesting. It's also scary. It's very interesting going on. And that's why it is. This is, again, the last week before next week with Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. This is our last Sunday of hearing readings that is talking about things we don't necessarily want to think about. But I'll read some of that again, and also how God is helping us. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. Nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to you giving testimony. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. The readings this weekend isn't a cakewalk. Neither is Christianity or Catholicism. And sometimes we can be so, in our culture, so just soupy theology, soupy little different heretism and things that we can believe, anything we want. And Jesus was face to face with himself and his name. This is what I'm here for. You don't have to be with me. But if you are, you need to save my name. You need to believe my name. You need to believe that I came to earth for you, that I gave my life for you, that I rose from the dead for you, that I care for you. But I'm here for justice, resurrection. So a couple questions at the end of this homily today. Do you really follow the name of Jesus? Do you really follow the name of God? And you can start right there with our sins when we use the name of God or Jesus or Mary in a sinful way. Are you really following God as a disciple? Are you really following his teaching? Not parts of it, not the ones you like, but those that you don't necessarily like or understand in our Catholic Church. Bring these to your prayers. Secure your life. Follow the name of Jesus. And even more than a name, but the person.